Have you ever felt like your thoughts were controlling you rather than the other way around? Like you were trapped in a cycle of negativity, self-doubt, and fear? If so, you might be dealing with a parasitic mind. Welcome to the Catalyst Podcast. My name is Jason. It's raw, it's real, it's unedited. And you can find Catalyst at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. You can hear the podcast created through Spreaker on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and Amazon. Catalyst has the power to create change, and we hope that's what this podcast will do. Now, if you would like to be a part of this podcast, I love saying podcast. Don't know why, but it's a podcast. As a guest or a contributor, you can email us at catalystmotivationpodcast@gmail.com. Welcome to episode 62, Breaking Free from the Parasitic Mind. So, what is a parasitic mind? Well, it's a negative thought pattern that feeds off your energy and prevents you from reaching your full potential. It's like a parasite that attaches itself to your mind and drains it of life. Here's a relatable quote, or a few of them. The mind is a powerful tool, but it's also a dangerous weapon if not wielded correctly. Here's one from David Swartz. Your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. And then Maya Angelou said, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Let me tell you this story about Sarah when it comes to parasitic mind. Sarah was a bright, ambitious young woman who had always dreamed of becoming a writer. However, despite her talents and passion, she struggled with self-doubt and fear of failure. Her mind was constantly filled with negative thoughts, telling her she wasn't good enough, their dreams were unrealistic, and that she would never succeed. Sarah's parasitic mind had taken hold. It was slowly eroding her confidence and motivation. She started to isolate herself from her friends, family, and her once vibrant spirit began to fade. So, here are some common signs of a parasitic mind. First one, constant negativity. You find yourself dwelling on the negative thoughts and emotions you have. Know anybody like that? I do. How about self-doubt? You doubt your abilities and question your own worth. I've been doing that a lot lately. Maybe it's because I have a reunion coming up for high school, and you always kind of go back and look and see things. And I don't know, there's been a lot of self-doubt coming along lately, so I've really had to kind of nip that in the bud. How about fear of failure? You're afraid to take risks to pursue your goals. Procrastination. Ooh, that's a big one. You put off tasks to avoid challenges. Isolation. You withdraw from social interactions and prefer to be alone. I've noticed that a lot in a lot of situations where there'll be a certain amount of good that's happening. And then all of a sudden, I'll kind of like take a step back, kind of go back. Like it's like that meme where Homer goes back into the bushes. Yeah. I know I'm not alone with that one. How about low energy? You feel tired, unmotivated, lackluster. So those are some of the signs. How do we overcome this? Well, it's a journey, not a destination. It requires conscious effort and perseverance. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a few strategies to help you break free from this grip. Okay? First one. Mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions and develop the ability to control them. Second one, positive affirmations. Repeating positive statements to yourself so you can help reprogram your mind and replace negative thoughts with positive ones. For me, it's very simple. On my phone, in my calendar, at certain points of the day, I have affirmations that come up. And when those affirmations come up, if I'm in a meeting or wherever I am, I'll wait till I'm done and then I'll go and do those affirmations. When I wake up in the morning, before I start my workday, at lunch, afternoon break, after work, and right before bed. That's when I have them, and that's when I will say those affirmations to myself. Journaling, a gratitude journal. Focus on the things you're grateful for. Can shift your perspective and improve your mood. Another thing I do at night is my gratitude journal to me. All the things that happen that I'm so thankful for. Getting up. How about that? You don't have anything to be grateful for? Yeah, you just got up. How about that one? All right? Gratitude journaling, absolutely. You can either write it down or, you know, maybe do like a voice recording. Either way. Next one, visualization. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and living the life you desire. This can help you boost your confidence and your motivation. Now on this one's really going to take a little work because sometimes it's hard for us to get that focused visualization. We get easily distracted. My suggestion is do some of that visualization at night. So you can kind of let everything go and take that time to just focus on one thing, right? Next one, seek support. Talk to a friend, a family member, a therapist, or a coach who can provide you with support and guide and any kind of guidance you need. I mean, look at BetterHelp. There's a BetterHelp app. Wherever you can get the support, go out and grab it. Challenge the negative thoughts. When negative thoughts arise, challenge them by asking yourself if they're true and helpful, right? Is this really true? Another thing I like to do is I like to see, okay, this happened. I was thinking about this, and then I was thinking about this, and then I was thinking about this. So is that the trigger to get me to go negative? What's the trigger? Really be, you know, focused in on what's going on with these thoughts. And take it back. Take backtracks. Like, okay, I was talking and thinking about this, but then I went over here. How did that happen? Trace your steps back and see where these negative thoughts are coming from so you can face them. All right? Next one, set realistic goals. Break down your goals into smaller achievable steps. You know, we don't want big rocks. We want little rocks. Take the little rocks. Take the little rocks and get those small victories in, right? Each small victory helps you move forward and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Next one, take action. Take action. Listen to me out there. Take action. Today is the day that you take action. Today is the day that you stop coulda, shoulda, woulda, and being fearful, and you take action. You make that big rock a small rock, and you move it forward. Don't let fear hold you back. Take action towards your goals, even if it's just a small step. Got two more. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with positive people and engage in activities that make you happy. How about taking some, when you're going on those walks, how about some motivational YouTube videos that I'll be listening to when I'm doing my walk? Whatever you can, surround yourself with positivity. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and treat yourself with compassion, especially when you're struggling. Understand and know that you're human. Not asking you to baby yourself, but just be aware that, you know what? It took you a long time to get here. It's going to take you a long time to get out of it. So don't beat yourself up. Push yourself, motivate yourself, but don't beat yourself up. Now, when you break free from a parasitic mind, you can unlock your full potential and live a more fulfilling life. A positive mind can help you overcome challenges, achieve goals, and build strong relationships. So let's summarize this, right? A parasitic mind is a negative thought pattern that can drain your energy and prevent you from reaching your full potential. By understanding the signs of the parasitic mind and implementing strategies outlined in this episode, you can break free from its grip and cultivate a positive, empowering mindset. All right. Well, let's do that takeaway. Let's give you something to work on. All right. So here's what I want you to do. Today, I want you to take a few minutes to reflect on your thoughts and emotions. Are you noticing any signs of a parasitic mind? If so, what you can do is start to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. Remember, breaking free from a parasitic mind is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate the wins and keep moving forward. With perseverance and dedication, you can create a life filled with joy, fulfillment, and success. And with that being said, folks, this has been another edition of the Catalyst Podcast, episode 62, Breaking Free from the Parasitic Mind. My name's Jason. You can find Catalyst at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. You can hear the podcast created through Spreaker on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and Amazon. A catalyst has the power to create change. And we hope that's what this podcast will do. Now, if you'd like to be a part of this podcast as a guest or a contributor, you can email us at catalystmotivationpodcast@gmail.com. That's catalystmotivationpodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for your messages. I want to thank you all for giving us an opportunity to try and help in any way we can. And it's really appreciated. The emails that we've been getting lately, the traction that we've been getting with the podcast, it's appreciated. And we thank you. You know, this was a concept and an idea of just sharing my story about my journey with cancer. And it's turned into something that I hope will help you along the way. Because we all feel like we're alone, but we're not alone. And if we can just come together and help each other out, I think the world's going to be a better place. So hope you got something out of Breaking Free from the Parasitic Mind, episode 62. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time for episode 63. Thank you so much. Go be great.